"What's so very special about a lobster?" asked Alice. The Mock Turtle sighed deeply and drew the back of one flapper across his eyes. He looked at Alice and tried to speak, but for a minute or two, sobs choked his voice.
"Same as if he had a bone in his throat,"
said the Gryphon, and it set to work shaking him and punching him in the back. At last, the Mock Turtle recovered his voice, and with tears running down his cheeks, went on again.
"You may not have lived much under the sea."
"I haven't," said Alice.
"And perhaps you were never even introduced to a lobster."
Alice began to say, "I once tasted," but checked herself hastily and said, "No, never."
"So you can have no idea what a delightful thing a lobster quadrille is."
"No, indeed," said Alice. "What sort of a dance is it?"
"Why," said the Gryphon, "you first form into a line along the seashore."
"Two lines," cried the Mock Turtle. "Seals, turtles and so on. Then, when you've cleared the jellyfish out of the way..."
"That generally takes some time,"
interrupted the Gryphon.
"You advance twice."
"Each with a lobster as a partner," cried the Gryphon.
"Of course," the Mock Turtle said. "Advance twice, set to partners..."
"Change lobsters and retire in the same order,"
continued the Gryphon.
"Then, you know," the Mock Turtle went on, "you throw the..."
"The lobsters,"
shouted the Gryphon with a bound into the air.
"As far out to sea as you can."
"Swim after them," screamed the Gryphon.
"Turn a somersault in the sea,"
cried the Mock Turtle, capering wildly about.
"Change lobsters again," yelled the Gryphon.
"Back to land again, and..." "That's all the first figure,"
said the Mock Turtle, suddenly dropping his voice. And the two creatures, who had been jumping about like mad things, sat down again very sadly and quietly and looked at Alice. "It must be a very pretty dance," said Alice timidly.
"Would you like to see a little of it?"
said the Mock Turtle. "Very much indeed," said Alice.